Well, a funny thing happened to me a while ago. Just a few months ago, I was working in Wenatchee, and I was tired. I went out for a run afterwards. Michael, some of us do run. So I was out there running, and it was in the wintertime, raining. I get out there, it was good, paved path, and it was all lit up. It was great. And I turned around and started heading back, and I saw a gravel path. So I thought, yeah, it's a gravel path. I'm the only one out here. It's raining. Nobody else is here. So I'm going to head down there. There's no lights. It's okay. I can see. I get about 100 yards down, and the path narrows. It's about 4 feet wide, and there's weeds on both sides. And this thing darts out on one side and goes to the other, and I leap like 10 feet in the air, scream like a girl. And as I come down slow motion, this thing turns at me and blows ass right on my leg. This skunk sprayed me so bad. And I took off running, and I'm running through this I'm running through this gravel path, just trying to get back. And it's raining. I'm wondering, I know I stink, but I don't know how bad I stink because it's raining. It's, you know, the air's coming in. And so I get back to the hotel finally, and I strip off all my stinky wet clothes, and I tiptoe over thinking I might stink. So I'm going to tap my keyboard with two fingers to find out how to get rid of skunk smell. So I find out you use a concoction of baking soda, dish soap, and what's the other thing? No, you guys. Hydrogen peroxide. And so I look over at my clothes, and they're waving at me to put them back on, to go to the drugstore and buy all the supplies. And so I take a towel, get in my work van, and I drive over there, and I ask for hydrogen peroxide. I couldn't find it. And the first person to help me out was the pharmacist. And she came around the back, and she stopped in her tracks. She looked at me. I could tell. Her eyes were the size of, like, garbage can lids, and she just pointed. So I collected everything. I took everything back to the hotel, and I get back there, and the manager is up on the third floor. What in the hell's going on? It stinks. Everyone wants to move, and it's like, dude, I got sprayed by a skunk, and I felt really bad. I felt guilty because I brought this smell into the hotel. But, you know, for my own defense, really, it was their skunk. I didn't bring it from Tacoma. It was like, it was already living there, so it's like your problem. So I got in the shower, mixed this whole thing up, and what you do is you put it on. You have to leave it on for 3 minutes, or 5 minutes, and do it three times. So if you've put hydrogen peroxide on yourself, you know it fizzes. So I'm looking down, and my nipples are fizzing. It's dripping down. It's dripping off of other things. It's going to the floor and doing it again. It's so awful. And then I finally get all cleaned up, and, you know, I'm thinking, okay, I found out I can't keep my clothes. I bagged them up, threw them in the garbage outside. The next morning, I wake up and I go have breakfast and come back up and think, okay, everything's good. The hallway smells great. I open up the door and this skunk smell just wafts out of there. It is so awful. And so I leave right away. And the whole day I'm thinking, do I smell? Do I smell? I really can't tell. And so, you know, I headed towards Tacoma, and I was never so happy to get home and have my wife smell me. Because nobody else could really, really tell me if I smelled. And and so really, I feel like I earn my badge to belong in a club. It might not be, you know, the Mousquetaires or something like that, but the Pepe Le Pew club is is good enough.
Well, I'm glad Gene went first. He's done this before, and he knows it's nerve.